I'm Andy Borowitz, in for Leonard Lopate. Equally at home on the klezmer clarinet and bluegrass mandolin, Andy Statman is truly a one-of-a-kind musician. The New York Times has called him a master of two idioms linked only by their demand for virtuosity and their down-home origins. But more than just a master practitioner, Statman is what the New Yorker calls an American visionary, pushing boundaries of these traditional forms to create a distinctly Statman sound. I like that. He's got 18 albums under his belt, a Grammy nomination, a 2012 NEA National Heritage Fellowship, and he recently released his latest album, Super String Theory, on Sheffer Records. And I'm so pleased that it brings him to the show today, Andy Statman.
Thank you.
How's it going? I like that, a distinctly Statman sound. I think they want you a little closer to the mic, or maybe
okay.
It's hard since
I'm
we're both
of the mic, so
since we're both Andy. I don't know who they're talking to, but I think we should both collectively do whatever they tell us to do.
Okay.
So now you have a long line of musicians in your family, including vaudeville entertainers, classical players. What kind of music were you exposed to in Queens when you were growing up?
Basically everything that was available at the time, I guess. Everything from, as you said, Broadway show tunes, early rock and roll, big band music, 78s of what we call klezmer music now, cantorial music, Paul Whiteman. You know, everything was sort of available, and what was not available on recording in the house was either being heard on radio or on the old cartoon soundtracks of Farmer Gray and Popeye and all that stuff.
Sure. And you were in Hebrew school. Were you picking up music there too?
Yeah, I was, yeah.
What did you get from Hebrew
school? I was not a very good student in either regular school or Hebrew school, but I remember when the rabbi we had taught us the alphabet, he sang it to this wonderful melody, which turned out to be a Hasidic melody, which I found out years later. But so I picked up melodies there as well.
Well, your brother played in a jug band, is that right?
Yeah.
That's incredible. So you had a real diverse set of influences. Were you getting bluegrass from him? Was that where
partially it was from him and partially from at that time I was very interested in trying to get, I think what they used to call QSL cards. If you listen to out of town radio stations on AM and you sent them certain information that they could confirm, they would send you back a picture of their transmitter and you could put it up on your wall. So I began getting WWVA from Wheeling, West Virginia, which was a 50,000-watt station, which had live bluegrass and country music on. And that sort of was around the same time my brother was in a jug and skiffle band and sort of began buying bluegrass records.
So you're going to play a couple songs for us today. And I think we better get going because
it's getting late.
I think it's called For Barbara. Is that
For Barbara for my wife, yeah.
Oh, for your wife?
Yeah, yeah.
That's great. You missed Valentine's Day by a few days, but that's okay. Did you play her something on Valentine's Day, too?
I probably practiced, which she's not so appreciative of.
All right. So Andy Statman is going to, I guess, on the mandolin, is going to play For Barbara. And who's playing the double? Is that double bass? Is that what one calls
that's
that?
Double bass.
Single double. It's a big bass, and it's a big guy playing it.
That's Jim Whitney.
Jim Whitney. Hi, Jim.
Hi, how are you?
All right, let's just hear.
And on drums.
Oh, on drums, in another room. This just goes on and on.
Larry Eagle.
Hey, Larry.
And behind the curtain is the New York Philharmonic.
Oh, of course. All right, this is going to be Andy Statman and friends. I didn't retain anyone's name. That's a habit of mine. He's going to play For Barbara. Oh, that was outstanding. That was Andy Statman and his Statman sound. And he was accompanied by Jim Whitney on the double bass and Larry Eagle on drums. And that was for Barbara. Oh, you know, I was gonna tell you just to sit right where you're sitting, but you popped right back in front of the microphone. So now we can talk for a minute or so. You know, first of all, I should point out that I am talking to Andy Statman. I'm Andy Borowitz. I'm in for Leonard Lopate, WNYC and WNYC.org. You're a nice Jewish boy, and that had almost kind of a Celtic sound to it, that song. Does that come in through the bluegrass angle, that sort of,
I don't know? I just write them.
You just write them? You don't think, I am overanalyzing, I'm draining all the joy from your music.
No, it's quite possible.
Trying to sound like a know-it-all, and you just told me to shut up.
No, you could be right.
Well, this one definitely is going to have more of a I guess, Jewish influence, because the name of this song is Surfin' Slivovitz.
Correct.
So what was the inspiration for this song?
I was looking to basically, I enjoy surf music, as we all
do.
Right. And
there's not a lot of Jewish surf music out there.
There might be, but I don't know of it.
All right, let's just go. Let's hear the song, and then we'll talk. I'll try to wreck this one, too. So this is Surfin' Slivovitz, and we're back with Andy Statman and Jim Whitney and Larry Eagle. We'll be right back. Andy Statman and his Statman Sound. Andy, sit back down for a minute. We're going to have to take off in a moment. But here, come by the microphone. We can talk. So we can I can hear you with your voice in the microphone thing.
Thank you. Okay.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
I thought I saw smoke coming out of that mandolin at the end. that was really generous too. How you give your band a lot of great solos, and they're all magnificent. Magnificent musicians in their own right. So
they are, and they're saying, you know, more than I am. So it's I'm glad to have them solo.
Oh, okay. So I want to let everyone know that you are going to be performing at Common Ground Coffee House at the First Unitarian Society of Westchester. That's Saturday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. And you're also going to be appearing in Park Slope in Brooklyn at Barbie's?
At Barbez.
Barbez, sorry.
On
February 27th. More information about both shows are at our show page at WNYC.org. Andy, it's been a real pleasure. And we're listening, I guess, to a song from Super String Theory. This is Little Addie, right?
That's it.
Okay, we're going to play you out with that.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.